everybody. This is Kimberly.
And this is Katie.
And you're listening to A Date with Dateline. I always think you're going to say something there.
Something like sassy?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Okay.
How annoying would that be, though?
Yeah, you are. You're listening to the heck out of this show.
Good choice. What? That's horrible. All right, we're done.
This episode is called The Other Side of Paradise, and all morning I've had that song, "What Paradise,
Almost Paradise," that one.
We're walking on heaven's door. Yeah.
Almost Paradise.
Yeah. Can't get it out of my head.
That's a great song.
Who is it?
Who is it? Jake, who sings Almost Paradise?
Alexa, who sings Almost Paradise? Ann Wilson and Mike Reno?
Oh, okay. Ann Wilson is Heart, right?
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Did Jake give you an answer?
No, he's got his headphones in. He can't hear me.
So Alexa is better than Jake.
Yeah. So for everyone, Jake is a coworker of mine. I'm recording at work today because I like to work Saturdays.
Alexa just said, "I don't know that one." I was giving you a compliment. God, she's still talking.
Wow.
Yeah. Boy. So this episode aired June 15th, 2018, season 26, episode 38? I have no idea.
38.
Is that right? So this episode is hosted by Keith Morrison throughout the years.
It's a decade.
It's hosted by 10 years ago, Keith Morrison, then like a few years ago, Keith Morrison, and then present day Keith Morrison.
That's great.
I wish they could have thrown in like a little 10-year-old Keith Morrison leaning with the microphone.
That would have been great.
Yeah. So Keith opens it and he gets very biblical. Mm-hmm. He says, it takes place in Hawaii. And he says, "We are transported to the beginning of biblical time, to a garden free of want, temptation, or betrayal." And I was super confused because isn't that like exactly what happens in the first garden? Is he talking about the Garden of Eden, but right before everything went bad?
Yeah. He's talking about
How fast did that happen?
With the apple.
How fast did that happen? I kind of thought it was like pretty quick.
Yeah, I sort of did too. Like 6 months.
They lived in harmony for like 6 months and
but
then she ruined
knows?
It.
It could have been
that
20 years.
Snake ruined everything.
Yeah, we don't know. It could have been 20 years.
I think they would have gotten sick of each other. Just the two of them. And that's why she was talking to that snake.
No, because nothing's bad yet, remember? So you don't get sick of people. Nothing, those thoughts weren't formed yet because there wasn't that like bad side yet.
Gotcha.
I think.
Okay. Our spot on biblical knowledge is super impressive. This podcast can also be used as a tool for people's like going into the seminary or something.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
The theology education.
Yes. Is also our specialty. Larry Mendanza? I don't know. But I love Larry. We love Larry.
Do we know how to pronounce his last name?
We don't. But he's the dad.
Okay.
And
I do not know either.
I think it's Mendanza.
Okay.
It's probably not, but it's okay. We just love Larry, right?
Yes.
I think we can universally all agree that we love Larry. Except there was one douchebag on Twitter who was like, Larry should be arrested for all his blasphemy and expressing of violence. And I did a little bit of a deep dive into this person's Twitter account to find out why they were so bitter and jaded. They support someone that we do not support.
I see.
And they also follow a lot of sporting events that I don't even know what sport it was for. And
what?
That's pretty... And...
What do you mean? Like a weird sport? Like Ultimate Frisbee?
Yeah. And then they also seem to be like really into The Voice.
The Voice?
Yeah. It was this dude. He's like, I love The Voice, but man, Kelly Clarkson is so annoying.
I think Kelly Clarkson is a national treasure.
She is. And that's okay. If that gives you any indication of why this guy didn't like Larry, he also doesn't like Kelly Clarkson.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And he likes somebody that no one sane likes. So, okay. Larry is 68 years old, and he hands out flyers all over Hawaii about his missing daughter, not missing, his deceased murdered daughter, Sandra. So Dateline is in Hawaii doing another story, and they happen to see these flyers up about don't forget Sandy. And so they call the number. This is what they said on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they actually saw like the flyer up and they called the number.
This is 10 years ago.
Yeah, and it was Larry and on the phone. And that's how they first got into the case. So I know, it's fascinating. So Keith has been basically working on this story for 10 years. And so we do get the footage of baby Keith, baby Lean King. I mean, he looks great.
Yeah.
He still looks great.
Always.
Yeah. Sandra was a beautiful Hawaiian girl from Kauai. She met Darren. They got married and they had two babies by the time she was 24.
Wow.
And they are a cute little family, except for Darren.
Yeah.
What did you think about Darren?
I thought that Sandra was beautiful.
Stunning.
Stunning woman. Just
also, like, incredibly toned arms in that family photo, and I was super jealous. She's wearing like a halter dress, just gorgeous.
Really athletic, like they said about her high school stuff, like she was popular, but she was sweet and really smart. Mm-hmm. And you that's neat. I mean, she was the total package for sure. Darren was a surprise because he's older than her. They don't say how much older, but I'm guessing a good decade older, 10 years at least.
But oddly, he still looks like a teenage dirtbag.
Yeah, maybe.
With the bad facial hair and the haircut and the gold chain.
I mean.
He can do what he wants with his hair.
And he can do what he wants with everything. He can do what he wants with the gold chain. I just don't the gold chain thing is, as a status symbol, is odd to me. I can afford gold. I wear a chain,
I don't get the men.
I don't get male jewelry that's not like personal. Oliver has a necklace with a saint on it that was given to him by his dad. It's a pretty thin chain or whatever. Yeah. So it means something. I understand dog tags. I understand certain things.
Right.
But other necklaces, I don't know. If any of our listeners out there wear a chain that has significance, please let me know what it is, because I want to know, like, what is that?
Like, is it heavy? Does it hurt your neck?
Yeah, sometimes they can be heavy.
I don't get that at all. That's not good for your neck. I think it
depends on if it's plated or, you know, 24 karat or all that.
But then aren't you a poser if you don't have a real gold chain?
I have no idea. Like, what's the deal with gold chains?
Do men inspect each other's chains?
I don't know that for
realness and is quality.
Is it a status thing?
Yeah,
among people that wear chains, is it a status? Is the type of chain a status thing? But so many people must wear them, because when you go to downtown LA or you go to New York, there are all of these jewelry stores with just rows of chains. So it is a thing. I just don't know anyone that participates in the thing. And
no.
I'm curious. So if anybody out there has knowledge of gold chain life, let us know.
Yeah, I'm not all about that gold chain life. So
that's what you're getting for your birthday now. That and flotilla.
Yes, flotilla. So, but he also has that pacey haircut, which I love Joshua Jackson beyond words, but he has the Caesar.
Yeah. The Caesar cut.
The Caesar cut, but his is kind of greasy down his forehead, and I don't like that. You got to keep it dry at least if you're going to do it. And also just don't do it, unless you're Joshua Jackson. And it's in the 90s. It wasn't in the 90s. So no, it's never, it's not okay. So anyways, April 2005, she found two phone numbers in Darren's bag of married ladies. So she leaves him. She moves on. She gets a job at a restaurant. She starts dating one of the chefs, Ryan. And Ryan would take her on trips and buy her fancy things like Louis Vuitton luggage. And Keith says, Louis Vuitton Like, he barely says the N. He doesn't go full on Louis Vuitton, but he does a little lilt to it and goes Vuitton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. It was well done. I was wondering how they were going to handle it.
Yeah. But Keith handles it well.
It
was perfect.
It wasn't, yeah, you're right. It wasn't full on croissant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have approved of that.
No, but he did it in a good way. Also, you know how much Louis Vuitton luggage is, right?
Yes, I do. I think I have a general ballpark.
That was shocking to me because they didn't say a bag. They said luggage. And I went, what? Luggage? Luggage is in a whole other realm. A bag is one thing. Luggage is quite another.
Wow. And he's a chef.
Yeah. So, by the way, red flag.
Yeah.
At a beach house restaurant. I don't think this is a fine dining establishment. I think this is a very popular restaurant. I don't think it's... Well, it was it? Was it five star? What, did it look fancy? It didn't look fancy to me. No,
they said it was the local hotspot, like a well-known place, but I don't think it was fancy, no.
Yeah, so it's not the date night restaurant. It's the let's go get a margarita and they have a happy hour. Okay.
I think so.
It's more my jam.
I could be wrong. I'm so apologetic if we're making the beach house restaurant sound like Applebee's of Hawaii, but we don't know.
No, I think it's a fancy Applebee's. Okay. They probably have really good, you know, fish dishes and some really good Hawaiian plates. I bet it's...
Yeah. Bet so it's maybe great. It's upscale. Okay, upscale Applebee's. So the dad, Larry, and mom, Toshi, I cannot... How cute is that?
What, Larry and Toshi?
Larry and Toshi.
I know.
And she's so little.
Yeah.
And she never speaks. I mean, I want to give her a hug. I can't. They're just the cutest couple.
Yeah.
And so they get the call that Sandra was found in her garage, in her car, strangled to death. Her new boyfriend, Ryan, called the police. He found her like that. So then we meet policeman Roy Asher, which is another great cop name. And I think that could he possibly be the Hawaiian wing of Nick Webb and David Marshburn and Marsha Marshburn?
Absolutely. Hawaii edition. I like it.
So the company would maybe be
Island
called...
Island edition.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
It would be called Asher, Marshburn, and Webb.
Oh, that's excellent.
Or if you want to include David and Marsha Marshburn, Asher, Marshburn squared, and Webb. Two Marshburns, an Asher, and a Webb.
Marshburns, Asher, and Webb.
There you go.
Just plural. Okay.
There you go.
Also, have you read My Name is Asher Lev?
No, what's that?
Oh, okay. It's a book.
Yeah, I don't read that much.
No, I had to read it in college, I think.
I never even heard of it.
I think it's about your people.
Jews?
Yeah, I think so. But I don't quote me on that. I got to go back and look. It's probably not, and I'm going to be really embarrassed when I go back and look it up.
More embarrassed than Take the Lamb?
Man, I really did a number on that one. Yeah. I really did.
People are still talking about it on Twitter.
I left it in, all the laughing. I may have cut a little of the laughing, so that lets you know how much laughing there was. I was just so delighted that I had one up on you one time. And I didn't.
Yeah.
And I've learned my lesson. I'm humbled. I'm humbled by the experience. And
that's good. You were getting too high and mighty.
Was I? I don't think I was. But
a little bit about my geography skills.
There's been a few things that are questionable. And you're a smart lady. That's why I don't understand it. You're much smarter than me, arguably. You were better in school.
So.
Yeah. Your SAT scores, I'm sure, were much higher than mine.
What's that noise? There's a full-on ghost where you are.
That's a police ambulance. It's an ambulance. What's a police? No, it's an ambulance, not a police ambulance.
It sounded like a ghost that was being tortured in the 1800s.
No, it didn't.
On my end, yes, it did.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah. So, okay. So, no, we're both the equal level of smart and stupid. Let's just leave it at that. So, Sandra had some ligature marks on her neck. She had been dead 8 to 10 hours, putting her death in the morning. And Keith sounds really mystified, like, couldn't you get any more exact? And Roy Asher, I think, is a little offended. He kind of gives a little smirk and he says, no. And I think he's thinking, like within 2 hours is pretty good. Mm-hmm. If you have found a body and it's at like within 2 hours seems pretty impressive to me.
Yeah.
And do you know how this works, Keith? Like, do you want an exact time? Like it was 7:46. So I don't, but the time does come into play later on.
Correct.
Boyfriend Ryan, who found the body, he has an alibi. He was at work. So that leaves Sandra's estranged husband, who happened to call in sick that day. And Keith is so giddy about this. He is full-on Bill Hader on Saturday Night Live impression. He's like, so, in the other words, he didn't have an alibi. He's so excited. Like, he's like Tim Curry in Clue, like revealing the who the murderer is. And he's this big grand gesture. And then they cut to Roy Asher. And Roy Asher's just like, no. Like, so deadpan.
I totally missed all of that. I did not. That's funny.
I hadn't seen Keith that excited in a while. And I was, it made me happy. And then the police arrest Darren basically just because of the no alibi situation. Mm-hmm. And they have to let him go immediately because they have no evidence. And then Keith, he killed me in this episode. He has a voiceover that said, meaning what? And the what, his voice went so high. He really has a flair for the dramatic. He really does. Larry, the dad, is super frustrated with how the case is going. So he starts investigating on his own. He finds out that 2 days before the killing, Darren, who was working on a road crew, had seen Sandra and her boyfriend, Ryan, driving by. And he apparently, per his coworkers, flipped out that his soon-to-be ex-wife, was it soon-to-be? They were going through the divorce, right? Had a new boyfriend.
Yeah, I don't know if they were divorced or not at that point.
Well, at one point they say ex, or I don't know. It was confusing.
Yeah.
So, but I get confused easily. So Sandra and Darren shared custody of the sons. She worked nights at the restaurant, so she would drop the boys off at Darren's house at 6 in the morning, and then, no, I'm sorry, she would pick them up at 6 in the morning and take them to daycare or school or whatever. The night before the murder, though, she stayed at her boyfriend Ryan's house. He dropped her off at her place at 6 in the morning. She drove, the neighbors saw her drive to pick up the boys and then come back without the boys. Shortly after. So these neighbors are like a little bit nosy Nellies, or do they just peer through the... They saw her both leave and come back.
Did you see how the houses are lined up in that neighborhood, though? In that-
they are, but aren't they sleeping at 6 in the morning?
No, a lot of people get up to go to work that early.
But do they look every time they see a car? Or do they just hear the car and assume that it was Sandra? Or do
Good
they...
Good question.
Are they sitting on their porch literally just watching...
My guess is that they are getting in their car to leave for work. So it's like they leave at a similar time.
So it's one neighbor who saw her arrive and then leave to go get the boys, and then another neighbor that saw her come back. It can't be the same person if they're leaving at the same time.
Yeah, it could just be different people.
Okay. Everyone on the island basically assumed that Larry... What am I trying to say?
Everyone on the island assumed that Darren...
Yeah, was going to get arrested again. Like, they figured it would be Darren. Like, and the fact that they had released him was just a nothing, and they were going to get him. It was going to happen.
Yeah. But
then they start to hear that somebody else was arrested. Who was it? Ryan. But guess who he was arrested by? Not the Hawaiian police. The freaking FBI. For a big drug trafficking ring. So then the rumor mill, small town rumor mill on your bingo cards is going crazy. They think Ryan was using Sandra as like a drug mule because he was taking her on trips with this Louis Vuitton luggage. And maybe he had a panel cut out and was putting drugs in it or something. And then she found out about it and that's why she got killed. It made me laugh because of 90 Day Fiancé and Chantal's mother. Do you know how she keeps saying that Pedro's family is trying to harvest the American dollar?
Oh, that's right. Oh, good
and
Lord.
She, She says it multiple times every episode. It's become like a drinking game, I think, on Twitter. Because what does that mean? Harvesting. No one knows what it means. Harvesting the American dollar. It's like she's just learned the word harvesting and she just wants to keep using it. And yeah. now her new thing is they're going to hire an investigator because Pedro's mom is a lawyer who has a green card marriage ring, like a full-on human trafficking ring. That's
not human trafficking.
Well, it's, I guess, willingly marrying people to America, but again, all to harvest the American dollar. It doesn't really make a lot of sense because she's an immigration lawyer. So she thinks they're literally finding girls or people in Brazil and then sending them to America to get married and then harvesting the American dollar, which I still don't get really what that means. Like you can harvest organs or vegetables. You know,
is it just because we don't know enough about finances that like the value of the America? Okay, I don't want to think about this anymore. Keep
everyone
going.
On Twitter is just as confused as we are.
Yeah, I think she doesn't know what she's saying.
Yeah, the case about Sandra grows cold, and the hardest part is that Larry has to keep seeing Darren all over the island, and not just like at the grocery store. They're both rooting on the grandkids at their sporting games. So it's like a softball game for the grandkid and Darren is coaching. And then Larry and Toshi, who think that he killed their daughter, are sitting in the stands having to cheer on. It's like a nightmare. So Larry can't take it anymore. And he was seriously thinking about just killing Darren himself. He said if he could have found a way to get away with it, he would have done it. And that made me kind of laugh because I'm in no way disparaging Larry, but he is like in his 70s. So if he wanted to do it, I don't feel like jail should have been the thing that should stop him. I think he should just like do it. And then by the time you go to jail, you're going to be like 80. So
I didn't understand any of this. I didn't understand why he was saying it on Dateline. I was like, well, maybe that's how they do it on the island. Like he was just
island
saying
justice.
It like
island
a normal
justice.
Thing. And then the very next thing that Keith says is, well, that plan was sort of put aside when the new chief of police came in. And I'm like, literally, that's why? Just yeah. because a new guy?
Yeah.
New regime? So, all yeah. right, well, maybe I won't kill him now. It was yeah. this guy.
No,
I don't know.
I think he definitely smart enough to find a plan where he wouldn't have gotten caught. Although he wouldn't
be
the prime suspect.
Apparently, as we figure it out by the end, you can get away with a lot. Apparently.
Exactly. So if he feels like that, and by the time he'd go to court, he would be probably dying already. So I mean,
Larry, you're gonna live forever.
No, but I just mean like a lot of people who want justice and they're very old. They're like, I'll live out my last couple days in prison just to get this done. You know, he didn't, and so this new police chief comes on board, Perry. He has a toothpaste white smile though. And he rescans. Did you not notice his smile?
No, what are you trying to say with toothpaste white smile? Are you trying to say white strips white smile? What do you
like?
Toothpaste doesn't.
He could be in an ad. An
for
ad
for toothpaste.
For full on toothpaste, adult braces, anything revolving around teeth. His smile could be on those billboards for like dental implants. He was like Chips. He was like Eric Estrada. Like they do the smile and it's like ding. And then you see just flash of light.
Gotcha.
So he rescans all of Sandra's DNA and they do get two microscopic male touch DNA hits. But it's a match to Darren. But this lady prosecutor is not impressed. It doesn't exclusively match Darren. It could have been the son's.
Right.
So, which totally makes sense to me because she probably hugged them a lot and I'm sure their DNA was on
her. I'm sure it's all over,
so,
right.
Yeah. So, case goes cold again.
But there was no touch DNA from Ryan.
Correct. Well, his fingerprints were on the car at the beginning, but they figured that because it was the boyfriend and he had found the body. So there must have been some because he had found the body. So presumably.
But do you not think that it's interesting that there was touch DNA on wherever the touch DNA was? It must have been a sensitive area.
Well, they said on her clothes and her bra.
But then that would be Ryan would have his touch DNA there if they'd spent the night together the night before.
Right. That's true.
But Darren's probably shouldn't be there. So that's why it was important that Darren's was there.
But
right?
The kids could have been there.
Not but we don't know why she came home without the kids.
Right. Right. And also, I believe they said her shirt was kind of like rustled. So it could have been like her bra strap, like was kind of because her shirt, you know, like sometimes your shirt comes low and then your bra is kind of hanging out.
Sure.
You know, so we don't really know the details about what exactly happened. Okay. So case goes cold, 2012, a new Dateline detective. I'm so tired. I'm mixing up all my words. So a new detective gets the case, and his name, I know for sure, is Bryson Ponce. And he is like, he's adorable too. I have a weird thing for like older Hawaiian people.
Hawaiian detectives. They're you do. Adorable. I'm not sure what's going on with you.
But because he's so little and Keith is so tall.
Yeah.
There's at least a foot differential between them. And it's like Keith is talking to his little Hawaiian son or something. It's really cute. So Ponce learns that Ryan, the boyfriend, had been convicted of domestic violence. Not against Sandra, presumably against someone else.
Right. Well, he's a meth dealer. That's not a big surprise.
Yeah. Well, do you think those two go hand in hand?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. That's a fair assumption. Mm-hmm. So he finds out that the time of death was more of a rough estimate, and she could have been killed earlier when Ryan was at work. Then there's the fact that in 2006, Ryan didn't pass the polygraph, but neither did Darren. Both of them are total liars and don't pass polygraphs. So Ponce digs into Darren's stories, which kind of changed slightly about how he had seen Sandra that morning. But this was the biggest part, was his calendar. His like journal was mm-hmm. the biggest thing for me. So he has this detailed calendar where mm-hmm. he wrote down every single time Sandra was late to pick up the boys or anything. Anytime she caused a problem, he wrote it down in this journal so that he could present it in court so he could try to get more custody. The day that she didn't show up to get the boys, he didn't write anything down. It's blank. The whole day is blank.
He says she didn't show up to get the boys.
Correct. And he didn't appear to have called her to find out, why aren't you coming to get the boys? We're waiting. Do I take them to school? What's happening? Where
we
are
know
you?
That the yes. phone records show? Okay.
Keith doesn't lie. Keith says he never called to find out why she wasn't there, why she was a no-show.
That's it, right there. But right? Then the neighbors saw her leave at 6 a.m. and come back without the boys.
Right. So what the cops think is she went there, they had an argument, she left without the boys. Darren was pissed, so he got in the car, followed her.
But no neighbor saw him.
Did you miss this? Parked his car in the alley and then walked to the house.
But I'm saying no neighbors would see that, would see him walk to the house or see a stranger. Like,
well,
oh,
it was 6 a.m., so it was still dark out. So
they must have only heard the car when she left and heard the car when she came back, physically seen her.
Well, when a car turns on, there's bright lights and they drive. You might see their headlights, but a person can easily sneak around in the dark without being seen.
I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, okay.
What are you trying to figure out?
No, I'm trying to put something together where maybe Darren was waiting for her when she got home, when Ryan dropped her off. Darren was waiting at that house, killed her. Then he gets in the car to create an alibi that looks like she left and then came back. But that, I guess that doesn't work. I'm trying to figure out how.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that's all. I'm trying to get there.
If he was smart, he would have, he would have taken longer. And so it looked like he had taken the boys to school. I don't know. It said she came back really shortly without the boys. But I don't know why she would come back with the boys, because she normally would pick them up, take them to breakfast, and then take them to school. So she wouldn't come back with the boys anyways.
I was fascinated by that.
She would come back in a long time because it takes a while to get the kids ready. Maybe she does bring them back to her house to finish getting them dressed.
She picks them up in pajamas.
Right. They get dressed, does the breakfast thing, and then takes them to school. So that makes sense. I don't know.
I don't know. What made no sense is that they get to go to breakfast every morning. How great is that?
They did say that.
I caught it, and I was really excited about it. And I was like, I would have liked in my childhood if every single morning I went to breakfast with one of my parents.
Do you think that makes it as special, though?
I think it makes it special later in life. That you look back and you have those places you went for breakfast.
Okay.
When you were, you know, 5 years old.
Okay.
I think that's fun.
I wonder where they went. Like a local island IHOP type place? Yeah,
that's what I'm wondering. If there was a couple different places, like maybe a little stand or something, and they'd get little egg cups or I don't know. But Hawaiian breakfast is amazing. I love Hawaiian breakfast stuff. I think it's great.
Mm.
They do like special kind of pancake type things, and they do these egg scrambles with spam and all this stuff. It's so good. Okay. Mm.
The cooking portion of our show has been No, they care. So Darren, they think they figured out what he did. The prosecutor, the lady prosecutor, finally is like, okay.
Does she have a name?
No, but she wears a red suit. We like her. So she is finally, go, let's do this. So she decides to prosecute, and the grand jury indicts him. This is 2012 now.
So how many years after the initial murder is that?
7.
That's crazy. Okay. Yeah.
He pleads not guilty and is released on bail. So he's still not in jail. But then disaster strikes, and the red-coated female prosecutor loses her re-election to this new prosecutor, Justin Terrible Shirt Collar. And Keith does not like Justin Terrible Shirt Collar. And it's very apparent because Justin Terrible Shirt Collar does not want to prosecute. He doesn't think there's enough yet. And he says something about like not mixing politics and murder cases. And Keith just looks at him deadpan and goes, gotcha. Like, go F yourself. I'm gonna kick your ass. So yeah, he doesn't like him. So Collar postpones the trial. And is like, we need to do more investigation. We're not ready. It's been 7 years. We don't have enough. So we need to do more.
Good Lord.
3 years pass. And now it's 2015. And now poor Larry is pissed. He says Kauai is a murder's paradise. Been spending most of our lives living in a murder's paradise. Remember Coolio?
Yeah. Remember whatever that movie was?
Gangster's Paradise?
That's not the name of the movie.
What was it called? Dangerous Minds.
Thank God you got there, because I was getting as far as Dangerous Games, and I was like, that's definitely not the name of the movie. Where's Michelle Pfeiffer? What's she up to?
She's doing great.
Is she?
Yeah, she is. She's doing great. She was just in something. She's doing great. I mean, but that was impressive, the way she sat backwards on that chair in the video and was like, rap to me, Coolio. We're going to have a rap session right here in this. It was like an empty room with like a spotlight. And then she takes the chair and flips it around, sits on it backwards because she's the cool teacher. And
I have like a vague memory of this, but I blocked out a lot of, this is 90s, right?
I understand.
I blocked out a lot of that stuff.
It wasn't the golden age of music or cinema, really.
Yeah, the nostalgia for all this.
It's now 2016. Case is delayed again. It's pushed to 2017.
Good Lord.
Larry is now 75 years old.
Hmm.
He goes to play a round of golf, and he has a heart attack, and then he has a stroke. And I think I can speak for all of us when we were like, if Larry dies, we riot. I'm going to throw my TV out the window if Larry doesn't get to see something happen here.
Absolutely.
So he somehow survives by sheer will alone. I think it was spite. It was just full on spite.
Yes, this happens. Yep, yes, absolutely.
Why he is hanging on. Darren has been out of jail this whole time. And then we see at the kids' soccer game this time, and he still has the gold chain, and Keith points out the gold chain.
Yes, he does. And the wraparound sunglasses, which I found very funny that Keith was pointing out those two things. Which are decidedly uncool.
Oh, Keith is so good with the subtle shade. And if anyone called him on it, he could be like, I was just pointing out what he was wearing just to identify him. You know?
Sure,
just,
you were.
Just so you know who he was. Yeah. At the soccer game is Larry and Toshi again. So it's full on. I mean, soccer field is not that big and they have to just hang out at the same time. I cannot imagine how tense the orange slices situation is and the party after at Round Table Pizza. That is just a nightmare to me. Like,
do you think that they what was the custody situation of them being able to see the grandkids at that point? Were they only able to go to like public events to be able to see Austin and Brayden?
That is possible.
Okay.
That's heartbreaking, but that's possible.
Yeah, it's really upsetting. That's the only reason I could think why they would... they probably just really wanted
really
to
want to
see their
the
grandkids. Yeah. Ugh.
But they try to stay as far away from the dad as possible.
Absolutely.
Because at any point, Larry could just literally barrel through the kids, like knocking kids down on the soccer field, knocks over the big Gatorade tank, and then just like attacks Darren.
Larry wanted a more subtle murder.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's just like lawn chairs flying. I mean, it could be kind of funny. So the prosecutors somehow get to the point where they can rule out Ryan, and they don't really tell us why, but they finally feel like they can put aside Ryan and that they can really focus on Darren. And so Darren kind of caves to the pressure and he pleads guilty to assault, but not murder, assault, which I still don't understand.
That makes
no
sense.
How do you plead guilty to assaulting someone who died?
Who dies?
Is it like you're saying, I choked her, but then I left, and then someone else came and finished off the choking? Like,
no,
she was.
That's what I thought too. I was like, how does that work?
Or is it like I was choking her, but I didn't mean to kill her? I just meant to choke her, and then she died accidentally.
Because assault would be something where, yeah, someone falls and hits their head, right? And you didn't know how bad it was because they had brain bleeding and it didn't present itself until 2 hours later when they had an aneurysm and had to go to the hospital and they died. That seems like that's an assault. But this seems like, no, you wrap something around her neck and killed her.
I think he's going to go with the thing from the Halloween party and many other datelines, which is the... I was choking her, but maybe she wanted to be choked because apparently women like to be choked. And then she just died because it went too far. But it was just assaulty. It was not murdery for some reason. Okay.
Sheesh.
So the court lets Darren out again for 4 more months. So he never really has to spend time in jail during this whole 10-year court case. And his lawyer looks like a full-on Hawaiian mafia slimeball. He's way too tan, and he has the big gold rings. And he's also the worst lawyer on the planet. Did you catch what he did?
When? At which point?
He's being interviewed by Keith outside of the courthouse. And it's so amazing. Okay, but you didn't catch this with the lawyer? His big slip, which was so incredible?
No, which one? What part?
So Keith is interviewing the lawyer outside of the courthouse, and Keith says, it certainly suggests that he did something to her. And the lawyer says, well, he assaulted her. But no, he didn't admit that he assaulted her. I mean, wait, what did I just say? I didn't say anything. Oh, Keith, there's a bird over there and he's leaning. Look. It's so good. And I was like, you're the worst lawyer ever.
Oh, my God. He is such a slimeball, too. Why is he living in Hawaii? Who is that guy?
He thinks he's Hawaiian mafia.
Yeah, he does.
He is so slimy. So the judge gets to basically decide how lenient, how much jail time Darren could serve. And it could be up to 10 years for this assault, but it could be just probation. He could literally never serve a day in jail.
And this is because he pled no contest, right?
Exactly. So it's finally present day. This has been a 12-year investigation. Larry gets to speak at court, and it's amazing. And it's, I kind of wish he had said, I'm going to jump across this table and kill you, though. The judge talks for 6 minutes, but I'm sure it felt like 6 years. And why do judges do this? They talk for hours before they give the verdict. Maybe people are thinking that about me right now. But you know what I'm saying? I feel like the judge gets off on it. I feel right. like they really enjoy, like, this is why they became a judge. So yeah. that I can talk for 10 minutes about nothing. I'm just going to talk about my day. And people
they
are
don't,
gonna be,
they don't do that, though. They don't talk about their day and stuff, right?
The judge does not talk about their day, but they literally can talk about, I think, whatever they want to. And they seem to go off about on tangents about the legal system and about marriage, and they could just talk like, and the people are just like, just tell us the freaking verdict already. That's all we want to know. So the judge gives him the max 10 years, and Larry and his family are finally happy. They finally feel like they have some, I mean, it's not enough. Obviously, 10 years is not enough, but they have something at least.
I have no idea how this happened, how he was allowed to plead no contest and to assault.
To assault, yeah.
The whole thing. It's just, it makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Well, I think the prosecutor is still a wuss and still didn't feel like he would win in a case against him for murder. Even
is it that small town that you can't get a jury of peers that would convict on something like that?
No, I don't think that's it at all, because I think the town probably thought that he did it. So I don't think that's it. I think he just maybe felt like he's a younger guy and kind of seems like he thinks he's kind of tech savvy and cool. And I think he feels like you need DNA to win a case, and circumstantial won't do it. But a lot of cases are circumstantial, and they win all the time. So, and I think this case did have a lot of circumstantial evidence. So I don't know. And also, it just seems like, I really hate that prosecutors only take cases where they know they're going to win, because they only care about their record because they want to be reelected or whatever. And he's the one who's bringing politics into it. A real prosecutor would do it for the family and the town, and they would know that it might be a risk and they might not win, but they would do it anyways. But he was only willing to take a case that he could win, so he'd have a perfect record. That's what I think.
Ew. Yeah, that's bad. I hope that's not the case. Yeah, it seemed really political there.
Yeah,
it seemed like there were a lot of reasons that this Darren must be connected to someone. There must be something happening also that we don't know about. That's the only thing that I can think on this.
I don't know. Larry is the one who had connections, though. Larry used to work for the Air Force and had lived on the island forever. So I think Larry holds more clout than stupid douchebag Darren.
Well, what did Larry's flyer say? Just justice for Sandra? What was he trying to get by passing out flyers?
If anyone knew anything, because they still needed more evidence, probably. So maybe someone had seen something that they didn't remember, or now they were willing to talk about. They weren't willing to talk about it before. And he probably wanted a public outcry. Like, that's what you do. You have to be a squeaky wheel. And so when they finally went to trial, and they had half the town was out there with signs that said justice for Sandra. So that puts public pressure on the prosecutor to actually try the case.
Well, that's good. They got an effect from that. They got an answer.
Yes, they got something. He's at least going to go to jail for some period of time. So I did want to talk about my OMG moment, which is, I haven't spoken of yet. Sandra's nail salon is 45 minutes away. What?
Yeah, it might be. There might be only a couple on the island. I don't know what the population of Kauai is, but I know it's like a small island.
Yeah. I didn't even know it was 45 minutes wide, like that you could drive that far. I'm very ignorant about the size of Kauai, but Or is it that it's the best place, and so she's willing to forego closer nail salons because there's this amazing one? I kind of got the feeling like it was the only one, and it's 45 minutes away.
It could be it.
That's insane. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That was my OMG moment. Did you have anything you wanted to talk about?
No, not outside of this. Besides the fact that I had a really hard time because they never talked about motive.
Well, the custody of the kids, I think, was important.
But why?
I think
she wasn't fighting for full custody, was she? They didn't go into that.
I think he wanted more custody.
But they split it evenly. He had them half the day, and he had them at night. She had them in the morning to take them to daycare and do all this stuff. What was he fighting for?
He wanted more because they said he wrote down everything in his calendar to try to, you know, get more custody. So
I think he was just controlling.
I think he was controlling, and I think he was extremely violently jealous that she had a new boyfriend, and he couldn't take that. So that, I think, was more of a factor, was this rage about her having this new boyfriend.
Yeah, that makes sense.
B-roll bonanza. We had Keith walking around Hawaii, just looking gorge. We had...
He must love that.
Oh, yeah. He looks like he fits right in there.
Yeah, he does. I wonder if he goes a lot. Have you ever been?
I have, yes, when I was younger. I've been a couple times. Yeah.
That's fun.
Like with my family when I was younger.
I've never been.
How do you know so much about their luncheon meats and their breakfast meats then?
Oliver really likes the Hawaiian restaurants here.
Ah.
So I maybe don't know authentic, but I know California version of Hawaiian.
That seems pretty good. We should go. Let's plan a trip.
Why?
I was going to say,
what? Just like, do you have Louis Vuitton luggage that you can sell so we can buy plane tickets to Hawaii? Good Lord. But who got custody of the luggage?
Is that what you get?
What happened to the luggage?
I don't know. It's probably in an evidence locker somewhere in Ryan's FBI drugs ring case.
Why didn't he just buy her a car?
Why did he spend the money?
Like, I feel like he got the luggage for free, or it was fake, or there was something weird about that. The luggage kind of got me. It's not a normal gift.
No, not for, especially, she didn't seem super materialistic. Like, I don't think she had been dropping hints. Like,
not at all.
You know, she didn't seem to care that much. But I think if Ryan was anything like Darren, he thought he was a baller. And he probably wore a gold chain, too, and was like, I'm going to buy Louis Vuitton luggage. Like, that's what you do you're rolling in drug money. So, I don't know. We did see this, like, a lot of footage of a scientist doing DNA work. And do you notice how they make it all blue? Like it's on CSI. And I thought it was, like, for luminol, or that's what the way they keep the lights, maybe. Or they're just trying to... But I think they're just trying to be overly dramatic, because at one point they show one of the detectives in a conference room and he's like doing cop things and the room is all blue too. So it's like that's their B-roll lighting is cops. You do blue because it's very moody.
I like that. It's shades of blue.
There you go. And then
watch it now, NBC.
Or don't. Whatever you want to do.
We're not
actively recommending it. So... there's also a shot of the female prosecutor, the one with the red jacket. She's doing work on her computer inside this big room, but the cameramen go out really far. And so the camera is like fully 3/4 covered by these giant, huge tropical white plants, like the leaves of these plants or the flower petals. And it's a super artsy shot, but it's all in like she's a tiny dot in the middle. And I don't know, the cameraman is like, I'm in Hawaii, I'm gonna go super artsy, or it almost feels like they are like those nature show hosts that are like, we've spotted the prosecutor in her natural habitat, she's working on her MacBook, don't make any loud noises, but maybe with like an Australian accent. We've spotted the prosecutor in her... How do you do it, Astra? We've spotted the prosecutor in her... How do you do
you
that?
You did great.
She's working on her MacBook. I don't know how to do it. That sounded more British.
It's all right.
Shrimps on the Barbie. I didn't really have any quotes because I put them all in the episode. Because Keith Keith just killed me.
Are you serious?
Oh, there was one that I missed and people on Twitter talked about it.
Are you talking about cussedness?
Well, yeah, okay. I did not know that word. I looked it up.
Yeah, nobody knew that word. That was amazing. I had to go back and look subtitles and was like, wait, what?
And then it said cursed, and then it said stubbornness. It seems to have different meanings. Stubbornness is kind of what I got.
Yeah, it's more of a...
What?
You showed up with virility. Like, that's it was cussedness. That's my macho sound.
Are you Gaston in Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah, that's my, it's my French, yeah, it's my French man sound.
I think it's more like just full on stubbornness. Like, I just F everybody. I am going
to stay. Yeah, I'm not going to give up. Stick-to-itiveness.
Yeah. There okay. you go. Yeah. And then there was, I think, a moment where they said Larry was wary, but I totally missed it. And people on Twitter were talking about it.
Oh, dang it. I missed it too.
I know.
That's great.
I tried to go back and find it. I couldn't find it. So, but a few people heard it. So I don't think it was a mirage of the ears. So yeah, I liked that. Precious moments. Oh my God. This episode was so sad.
Yeah, it really was.
The new police chief with the teeth, the commercial teeth. When he got choked up about going to the gravesite and because he had lost a child too. And then I think Keith was like crying a little. It was. Yeah. Oh.
That was the moment for me when they. That's when I think he decided to stop this revenge plot against Darren, was when he was going to. Yeah. When he sat at the graveside with this new police chief.
Right.
It was. Ponce? Was that the one?
No.
It was Ponce, right? No, it was
Ponce's the little one.
Was it Asher?
No, that Roy was the Asher? First one. Perry was the middle one with the
teeth. It was Perry. Okay.
Yeah. MVP loser? I think we're fully going to agree, right?
Yeah, Larry. Yeah,
Larry.
Absolutely.
Also the cops. I liked all the cops. I liked the female prosecutor. Loser is for sure that terrible shirt prosecutor.
The horrible lawyer, the defense attorney.
Oh my God. Yes.
There were a lot of losers in this.
Ryan,
I think we can. Ryan.
For sure.
The boyfriend. Well, also, okay, we didn't talk about that. How Ryan shows up at the house. And then, first of all, why does Ryan come to the house? It's in later in the day that he finds her. Okay. But they say he peered through these little slat vents in the garage and could see her in the car. But the detective had already said that she was slumped over the passenger seat. She was slumped to the right over the passenger seat. So I had some questions on how he saw her in the car.
And I think
she was slumped over.
I don't know. Wasn't quite sure if he saw the body or just the car.
He said he saw her in the car.
Well, that explains why the police were kind of suspicious about why he called a friend to come help him instead of calling the police. Wouldn't you call the police right away if you saw a body? Seemed
odd.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, he's fishy for sure. Brand's unhappy being on Dateline and are now associated with murder. Roundtable pizza. But I did that.
You did that.
I did that. Nail salons.
Louis Vuitton. There we go.
I don't even say the N. I just go Louis Vuitton.
That's because you're fancy like that.
I sound so not fancy.
I say it with the N because I grew up by cows.
No, I say Louis Vuitton. I would have never said it without the N until now.
But I only say Louis Vuitton if I'm around fashion people who are also going to say it like that. But if I'm talking to you, I'm going to say Louis Vuitton.
Right. I don't know until I hear how Keith says it, and then I model myself after Keith. I think he's the one who taught me about Aeropostale.
He did.
Because I thought it was Aeropostale.
Aeropostale.
Aeropostale. And then I heard him say it, and I thought he was being fake fancy like croissant, and it turned out, no, that's just the correct way to say it. So,
correct.
Yeah. Joan Rivers Fashion Police. Keith had short sleeves. And I don't know. I feel like we must see him in short sleeves before.
Not often. No,
not often, right?
We do not see him often in short sleeves. No, but he's in Hawaii. He's in a tropical environment. I expect him in short sleeves.
I liked it because it felt like you could see his, would you call like the gun show, but for the lower arms, the forearms gun show?
The forearm foray.
There you go. So we got a forearm foray from Keith. Like, we could see that his forearms are muscular. Larry can do no wrong in my book. I want to state that. He is wearing a pink Nike shirt to court. I think pink was Sandra's colors.
That's sweet.
And it was really cool. And I think that in Hawaii, it gets more casual. So I think it's fine. And the son was also wearing the matching pink Nike shirt. It was really cute. It was like they were on a father-son soccer team or something. Mm-hmm. I liked that. But the prosecutor with the leaf shirt, it was like it was black with the viney leafy pattern all over it. And then it does an interview with Keith and he's wearing a suit, but his hair is all askew. Like he was in a wind tunnel and I didn't. And if I liked him more, I'd be like, oh, he was just being askew because Keith is askew naturally. He leans a lot. But I think he just did not, like his hair was just as wild as his views on prosecution are.
Did you have any alternative theories?
Well, I thought the nail lady could have been really pissed that she missed that appointment because maybe they're a heavily booked salon and she takes her appointments really seriously.
You were very into the nails on this, which is funny because you don't get your nails done.
No.
You know very little about nails.
But the thing is, I have the option because they're everywhere. If I had to drive 45 minutes, it would be a big deal. Maybe I'd care more.
It's probably an appointment that might be hard to get, too.
Yeah, that's why I think the nail lady might have killed her because...
But then she's in customer service in a restaurant, so her nails are important. Sandra's got to get her nails done.
So my theory makes sense, basically. They should have arrested the nail lady.
No, they should have arrested Ryan.
Ryan has some issues as well.
Is there a chance that Ryan and Darren were in it together?
I think no, because I don't think Darren is a good enough actor to have done that whole freak out in front of his coworkers a couple days before.
Okay.
I just don't feel like he's like a method actor and he's going to pretend they're sworn enemies, but they're actually in it together. That seems too smart of a plan for Darren.
I would just really like to know why.
I think he just snapped and was jealous. And that was all it took.
I guess. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It really doesn't. It's a very personal, horrible thing to just strangle someone. There must have been a history of abuse there. There's something going on.
Yeah, unfortunately, it seems to happen a lot, especially when there's like...
there is a lot of crime in Hawaii.
No, what I'm trying to say is the time a woman is most likely to be murdered is when she's just left her partner.
That is true.
So that is the most dangerous time for any woman, any state.
That is true.
And it's when they either say, I'm leaving you for good, or I'm taking the kids, or there's divorce money, or I have a new boyfriend and I'm going to sleep at his house. That's when stuff like that happens. So,
gotcha.
I didn't have any other titles. Oh. I really blew it. Yeah.
Yeah, you did. You blew it.
Wow. I just blew myself. I'm afraid I just blew myself.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I have some.
Okay, go.
Okay. I have Hawaii uh-oh. Instead of Hawaii 5-0. I have Kauai, is this Justice Department so whack?
Oh my God.
And then my very best one, Truth or Darren?
I really wish you had done those in a different order. And maybe done that one first.
Truth or Darren?
Yeah.
It was Darren.
Yeah.
He was lying.
Yeah.
There was no truth.
Oh, okay. My God,
you're
Katie.
Welcome, America.
Wow.
And everywhere else.
Oh, God. Okay. I hope someone got bingo because I feel like bingo cards would have lit up like a Christmas tree with this.
I don't think so. Really?
Well, we had slimy attorneys. We had custody battles. We had... missing murder weapon. We had small town gossip mill. We had cops doing B-roll things. I think we had some things.
Okay.
Twitter was really good. Let's go to Twitter.
What'd they say?
Okay. Yay, I'm Cray, who is I love this person. She's one of our Dateline / Disney fanatics. There's like a small overlap of our followers who are also really obsessed with Disney stuff. And she's one of them. She says, shut it. Dateline is on in Hawaii. Kawaii. Dateline can't wait for your punny take on this. And I think you delivered.
You're
because
welcome.
You said Kawaii is this happening? What did you say?
Kawaii is this Justice Department so whack.
There you go. Okay. That's pretty good. Lunar 456 says, of course Ryan failed the polygraph. He was the Pablo Escobar of the Hawaiian Islands. Peace de jour said, I'm going to be pissed if Dateline kills off Larry before he finds justice. I thought that was hilarious.
Agreed.
I don't think that Dateline gets to control when someone dies, though. I hope that they realize this is reality show, not a scripted television program where they can just randomly kill off characters.
I thought he was going to die, though. I did. I thought he was going to pass.
But Dateline
and I was like, oh, please don't. Yeah.
Not been responsible. They would not be.
No, they would not. They would have nothing to do
with
it.
Are they going
to
kill off the lead character before he gets his redemption? Jolie C, Larry has some decent eyebrows. I would agree with that.
All right.
Because they were sparse, but normally the men with the really white eyebrows are kind of insane. The hair grows in 5 million directions. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And his were a little more tamed. I like. Maybe he goes to the nail salon that's 45 minutes away and he gets trimmed a little. J. Marsh 4037, Darren should have just hired Rudy Giuliani. He just admitted Darren assaulted Sandra. Love it. Seagar 3271, parking his car behind Sandra's cul-de-sac. Is that code for something? If not, I got dibs on band name. I don't know what the band name would be. Parking your car behind Sandra's parking lot. Sandra's cul-de-sac? Is that the... And it's like booty butt stuff? Are you talking about
the,
butt
I
stuff?
I think just the cul-de-sac is a good name for a band, and I'm amazed it hasn't... Is there a band called the cul-de-sac?
The cul-de-sac. What kind of music would they play? Ska again?
No, like Imagine Dragons-y.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. A Lunar 456 again. Seriously, you know Keith had a brush. He could have loaned this prosecutor to brush his damn hair. No, you're forgetting something. Keith hated this prosecutor. Keith fully saw how crazy his hair was and actively chose to not offer him a brush. In fact, I would not be surprised if the prosecutor said, how does my hair look? And Keith said, it looks perfect. There's not a hair out of place right now. And he just lied right to his face because that's, I think, how much he hated him. Keisler Sose, I haven't seen him in so long.
There he is.
I'm so glad he's back. At the very least, Darren is guilty of a horrible, terrible bowl cut. That's true. The Book of A, Darren with the suspect jewelry. Yes, correct. Kelly Smith, Darren looks like a Hawaiian Sean Penn. I can kind of see that. Seagar 3271 again. Darren has a center part hairstyle and, sorry, Ryan has a center part hairstyle and Darren has a soul patch. Both guilty. This is how we make our decisions now. Kim Dunn thought Darren's name was Daryl, ruined a good one-liner. I really want to know what was the one-liner.
And why can't it be transposed for a Darren?
So it must have had to rhyme with Daryl. It had to be Daryl specific. And I don't... Daryl from The Walking Dead? I don't know what it was.
Truth or Daryl?
It
works
but
better.
But then, Truth or Darren works just as well.
That was mine, yeah, that you hated.
Oh, correct. Sorry. Yeah, I hated it.
See, now you like it when someone else does it on Twitter, but if it's me, I see.
There might be some subliminal things going on in my reactions to your puns.
Gotcha.
I'm really sorry. You're a lamb. I'm just going to say, all I know about Hawaii, I learned from the Descendants book / George Clooney movie, and this all checks out.
That's amazing.
There was no one murdered in that movie. The mom was in a coma, and he was trying to be like a single dad, raising his family. I guess Darren was a single dad, but really, no, there was no George Clooney. These were small Hawaiian men, but okay, I love it. You're a lamb again, because she's my favorite. I love that the Dateline Twitter crowd is more appalled that her nail salon was 45 minutes away than by murder. Yes, correct.
Kimberly included.
Yes. Seagar3271, once again, can anyone name a Darren that has made a positive impact on society? Someone said Darren from Bewitched. Joe Lisi said Darren from Bewitched. Is there? I didn't know Darren was such a disliked name.
I didn't either.
Like, several people on Twitter were like, oh, he's a Darren. He's obviously the killer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't know that people did not like Darren. I like Darren Chris from Glee. He's cutie patootie.
He's all right. Yeah, he's fine.
There's nothing bad about him.
But I'm trying to think of another Darren that I know. And the only other Darren I know is indeed crazy. So maybe. I don't know. It's a rough one.
And finally, your lamb. We found a microscopic particle of male origin. Was it Darren's penis?
Oh, snap.
Heyo.
That is amazing. Oh. Also, I really did like that line when they said that. Microscopic particle of male origin. I was like, what does that, what?
Could that be a band name?
And what's a particle?
Could that be a girl band name? Like all girls?
Could be. That's punk rock band.
Yeah, that's a punk rock band for sure.
And they shorten it to M-P-O-M-O.
M-P-O-M-O. M-P-O-M-O.
Microscopic particle of male origin.
M-P-O-M-O.
We're M-P-O-M-O, everybody. Thanks for coming.
It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty much it. Oh, I did want to say a quick correction from a few weeks ago because so many people have corrected me. Seattle does have earthquakes. They are not as big as the one in like Northridge, but they do get earthquakes. But the people that got mad about it kept saying there was a huge one in 2005. And I'm like, okay, but that was a long time ago. So, but apparently they do have earthquakes. And I think I implied they had none. And I meant to imply that they didn't have as catastrophic ones as more in California, but that they do have earthquakes. So my apologies. And I think that's pretty much it. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter. Please, please give us iTunes reviews and 5 stars and write something nice. That's the most important thing you can do to help us. And please become a Patreon. We have some extra content coming out this month and it's going to be really awesome.
Yes, it is. Really, we can't talk about it yet.
Exciting. So, yeah, if you become a Patreon, you pledge a monthly amount and then you get stuff. It's really cool. And send me your address if you are a Patreon and you haven't yet. Email it to us at datedateline@gmail.com or put it on your Patreon, whatever, user thingy, thingamajiggy. That's all. Thank you so much. We love you.
Thanks.
Don't watch alone. Watch with Larry every year for the next 20 years because he's going to outlive us all. And God bless him.
That was a good one. I like that. Okay. Shout out to Larry.
Love you, Larry.
Bye, everybody.
And Toshi. Love you, Tosh.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.